יומה, לפי שהקימו לשמו, ניגי את רי. מידי דהבי הקולגיה של עדים. That's one hearsay. The other hearsay is מידי דהבי הקולגיה של עדים. But the main hearsay is מידי דהבי הקולגיה של עדים. Because Eides requires two Eides. So the more you tell it, it's a jachot and it's Yisur. Here it's Yisur, it's not Mamanes. So Mamanes and Yisur, it doesn't require two Eides. That's the reason as to why the Shliach is Nemo. The more it's Kashi, even I'm going to be jachot and Yisur, ki yichtich esofik shal chilev, sofik shal shumek. It's chazik Yisur. Avrochet is chazik Yisur, it is shishi imish. הדורו שבערבו, ואין דורו שבערבו פוחס משנה. Now, Rishayni emphasize the difference in the, between the two gersoids. One gersi is, אבל הוכב יש חזק יסורי, ואין שישי is, ויהב הדורו שבערבו, and the other gersi is the way you have it here. אבל הוכב יש חזק יסורי, ואין שישי is, הב הדורו שבערבו. So the Ramban and the Ram say that if we are gers, אבל הוכב יש חזק יסורי, ואין שישי is, So then, the Gemara is raising two questions as to how the Shliach can be Nemo in his testimony of before the Nechta for Nechta. One is because he's Chazik Yisroel. So regardless of the Dovah Shebe'avo aspect, he shouldn't be Nemo because it's Chazik Yisroel. And then an additional reason as to why the Shliach should not be Nemo in before Nechta for Nechta, in his testimony for Nechta for Nechta, because it has the aspect of Dovah Shebe'avo. But this is what Ramban and Ran say. But if we are Geres, the way it appears in our Gemara text, Avo Hochel is Chazik Yisurei Deishishis, Habi Dovah Shebe'avo, Vin Dovah Shebe'avo Poches Bishnayim, so then it's one Kasha, not two Kashas. Now, this is, I mean, this Vov is not just a question, you know, of an extra Vov. I mean, and this Vov depends, according to Ramban and Ran, you say this Atero, in other words. So if we are Geres, Ve'yavet Lo Shebe'er Vov, then the Gemara is saying two Abachas. Number one, that there is no, that in Idecho there is no Nemones against Yitzchazik Yisur. There's no Nemones, even Yisur Imamish, not Dovah Shebe'avo. And Idecho there's no Nemones against Yitzchazik Yisur. And Idecho there's only Nemon, let's say there is a peace, there is a certain Chatiche on the table, and we don't know whether it's Chilev or Shumen, Idecho comes and says, Pity Shumen. Or it is Chilev. So in other words, so according to what he says, it's Chilev, it has been Chilev all the time. Or if he says it's Shumen, so it has been Shumen all the time. But where he testifies against Yitzchazik Yisurei, then in Idecho there's no Nemones. Even in a non-Dovah Shebe'avo matter. And then another kasha, you know, he's saying, is it Dovah Shebe'avo? So Dovah Shebe'avo, according to that Gilse, Dovah Shebe'avo requires to aid him even without his chazikiso. Even without his chazikiso. Alright, this is what Ramban and Ran says. But it's not muchach, alright, she won't say that. I mean, and no one is going to argue, no one of us is going to argue with Ramban and Ran. But it's not muchach in the Roshim. In other words, we don't have to say that every Rishi who has the Girsi have a Dovah Shebe'avo, so Mele, he is forced to assume that Dovah Shebe'avo, not his Chazik Yisurei, the Dechon is them. The Ramban says that if we have the Girsi have a Dovah Shebe'avo, then we have to say that. But it's not muchach. Even if we are, it's possible that some Rishayim will say that even if we are Geres, have a Dovah Shebe'avo, the Gemara is still asking two kashas. He is still asking two kashas. But the Ramban and the Ran say it. The Ramban and the Ran say it. Now, as to whether Now, it's two separate questions. One question is whether Yitachot is Nemon by Yisurin non-Dova Shebe'avo neged Yitzchazik Yisurin. So that's not by you, the Gemara Yivomis. And the Gemara is not patient. The Gemara over there is not patient. So the Gemara is not by you, Yivomis, that Piches. If whether Yitachot is Nemon, Neged is Chazik Yisurei when it's not. Two things are clear beyond the shadow of a doubt. And the death of the circle in Emon, even without Biyodei, if he doesn't testify against this Chazik Yisurei, that is certainly Emon. And what is the best example of this Nemones? If the death comes and says, this Tich is Chelet. So here is Nemones. So another thing that is clearly established is that an Edechot is Nemon to testify against this Chazik Yisurei, even if it is beyond. What's an example of it? Let's say if somebody says, I took off my stress from my Tweh, so it is Chazik Yisurei, because originally the Tweh was Becheskas Tevel. The question is, was the Tevel, the Shem Tevel Poka, through the Afroshe of my stress, of Thomas and my stress, or not? And if the Bible says that I was mafrish, so he's certainly Nemon, beyond the shadow of a doubt. Because the Bible is beyond it to be mafrish. So even though he testifies against this Chazik Yisurei, so, but it's beyond. So these two cases are clear, clearly established. The Gemara is Rabaye, can somebody else, even another Yidach, or the stranger, not the Bible, testify, if Shimon says that I saw that Trumas and Maisres were taken off from Reuven's flock. I saw. Now it's not beyond you to take off Trumas and Maisres from somebody else's flock. So the question, and this is Chazik Yisurei. So that's not by the Gemara in Yivomis. Whether Yidachot is Nemon, Bimokim is Chazik Yisurei, and not beyond or not. And the Gemara is not patient. And there are three Shittos HaRishayim with Sakhalot. There is one Shittos HaRishayim that since the Gemara is not patient there, the Gemara does not explicitly patient that Abaye, so it's Abaye if she takes a Sofik. There is another Shittos HaRishayim, you'll see, I mean, if you go over the Rishayim, that's okay, you'll see. And also here, so you'll see that there is the Rishayim who say that even though over there the Gemara is not patient, but the maskone of the Gemara is that the Dechot is not Nemon. Biteres Vada is not Nemon. Bimokim is Chazik Yisurei if it's not Biyode. And then there is a third Shittos HaRishayim that even though the Gemara is not patient of Piches, but the maskone of the Gemara is that the Dechot is Nemon. Bimokim is Chazik Yisurei even though it's not Biyode. So we have three Shittos. To how we pass. One Shitta is that it remains Isofik. One Shita is that he's not Nemon, because Svada is not Nemon. One Shita is that he's Nemon. Alright. Now, that's in regard to the question as to whether an Idechot is Nemon by Yisurin, Bimokim is Chazik Yisurin and not Biyom. But then, the other side is an Idechot is Atu Eidim required by Dova Shebe'avo when it's not his Chazik Yisurin. So on that, you also have a machlokes l'shem, but even though you do have a machlokes l'shem, but as the Beis HaLevi points out, the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim agree that a Dova Shebe'avo requires two eidim even without this Chazik Yisurei. But the Marik says the counter, and there is a Ran. In the Ran there is a stira between the Ran and Gittin, and the Ran in Gdush. Now the Gemara says in Gittin, now I just want to mention the stira between two Rams. The Ram in Gittin says that a Nidechot is not Nemo Bidova Shebe'avo, even without this Chazik Yisurei. What does he say it in connection with the Lord of Samadalot in Gittin? The Omer of Yitzchok, הואיל והמשלוחי צי מקבי של אישו סתם ומי שלוחי סודם דוז מתנוע ורום בשליח וז מקבי שבועים רובי נפוינטי צ'ימן איזה שליח תו מקבי שם אישו פוהם, אין לי אישו וזה שליח בול ניסאי תו מקבי איש פוהם and then the Shriya died so there is no way of verifying so Mele Rabbi Yitzchok says so the Mishalach is Oser Bechol HaNoshin Shebeiro why Chazok is Shriach is Shriach Hussei Shriach Hussei Shriach Hussei Shriach Hussei so Mele any woman so he has a Bechishish maybe it's a sister of the Mekadeshes so she's an elbow maybe it's a mother of the Mekadeshes Unless he finds out that a certain woman whom he wants to marry does not have a sister and does not have a mother, I mean, did not have a living mother within the last time, I mean, when the Kedushin could have taken place, she had a mother, but let's say her mother died some time ago, or her mother is married to another man, I mean, so then he knows. But if he can't find out all the details about the sheish kribes, the taroseh, the arayes, so then he's not allowed to marry any woman. Because of the choshe, maybe this woman is a sister or a daughter or a mother or one of the kribes of his wife. That is Mekadeshes. This one Gemara says. So the Ran says, the Ran says that even if an idiot will come and he'll say that she's not, that this woman is not one of the kribes of the Mekadeshes, he knows who the Mekadeshes is and this woman is not one of the kribes of the Mekadeshes, he's not them all. Because in Dovah Shebe'er or Pachas Mishnai, even though she does not have any cheskas hiser, this woman. So the Ran Shiti is that in Dovah Shebe'er or Pachas Mishnayim implies even without this chazik isurei. So an idecho there's no nemas. That's the Ran in Gittin. But then there is a Ran in Dushi to the counter.
Thank you.
There is a Mishnah in Yidushin that says, "Roim Yakidashni is Biti V'Yedia Mikidashtio." So then there is a Machlokes in the Gemara. Omar Av Nemo Mikidget V'Nemo Michlis. When the Mishnah says Nemo, it doesn't mean that he is Nemo, that he is Nemo Michlis, that he can move with that. That not. But he is Nemo Mikidget. Nemo Mikidget V'Nemo Michlis in a way. So it's a Raya that he's telling the truth, because since we tell him you can't live with her, so, and the extent of his, the money is that he can give her a get, and then she can tell us the halme, so maybe, what does he gain from it? So he might have a motive of like, but he, once we say, is only get, so then he has no motive. We have So he says, "We made the rabbas be meres niskadash, be yedeya niskadash be uboyachov v'oma ani kadash ticho shirinem uliches." So the rabbas is made the shit. So Tani Kavose. Kami kavosi darabase, kidashti is biti v'midiya v'mi kidashtiyo. Uboyachol v'omar ani kidashtiyo nemo, afichlis. Kimso v'achia v'omar ani kidashtiyo, v'rikol nemo eizho. V'nisho shomo nis kidashti. Uboyachol v'omar ani kidashtiyo, eime nemo nichlis. And that's the law. So Rashi says, so the Ram says, u'mi u'mi shidechol ch'nei ch'in kidjo is nemo. Even if the Nisha says that Niskadashti in Yedei Alumi. So then if somebody says, Ani Kidashti, also he's not Nemo. Everybody agrees he's not Nemo. But if Yedechot says that he was one that is Mikadesh, so he's Nemo. Why? Because the Yedechot does not testify against his Chazik Yisure. So Mele, the Ram says, so we don't apply the Ocher from Dosh and the Arab tonight. So they all discuss the apparent theory between the Ram Gittin in connection with Oina Mishmucha Yitzin Kabish Nisho and the Ram Idush. I don't want to go into it. The two Rams can be reconciled. But it seems that the Ram Shita all over, except where in the Ram Idushin, which seems to be Seiseya, but the Ram Gittin and the Ram here and the Ram all over, his Shita is, first of all, his guilty is very hard to do, and as he himself explains it in accordance with what the Ramban says, that if we are guilty, we have to do, so tomorrow he's saying two things. First of all, that the Dechot is not normal, we walk in his Chazak Yisur, and even non-do, and number two, that in do, even not his Chazak Yisur, so he's never. I don't want to discuss this theory. Next time, maybe we'll discuss it. But I just want to go over the Shilis Rishon. Who is the one who says, Beferesh, in so many words, I mean, that and, except for like this, we don't find any Rishonim who explicitly state that Dor Shebeav or Natis Chazik Yisurei in the Dechot as no Mas. Except the Ram Gdushin. But the Ram Gdushin is no Hechot. But we have the Ram to the counter. The one Rishni who says explicitly that the Dechot is not his Nemo, Bidoba Shebeav, if he doesn't testify against his Chazik Yisurei, is the Marik, in Sheresh Ayinbeis, in Tshuva Ayinbeis. So he says, first of all, the Marik relies on what the Ramban says and the Ram says, that this question is talking the two Yesoyos, whether we are Giras, they are the Moshebeav, or we are Giras, have the Moshebeav, even though, I mean, in itself there is no Hechach in that world, I mean, you could explain the Giras of have the Moshebeav also as two separate kashas. But the Ramban says so. So the Marik takes it for granted. Mimele, he says, since in most form the Giras is the way it appears now in text, have a Dovah Shebeav, So that means it follows from this girse of Havet Doshe Be'avo that the Gemara is saying one, the Gemara is raising one kasha. In other words, how can the Shliach be Ne'evon? After all, it is a Doshe Be'avo and it's Yitzchazik Yisroel. The implication being that if it is Yitzchazik Yisroel, not Doshe Be'avo, Doshe Be'avo, not Yitzchazik Yisroel, then in Derech Ha'od would be Ne'evon. And then the Malik says that this is the Shita of Teisves. First of all, because Teisves, because why? How does he know that Teisves, that's Teisves Shita? Because Teisves says, how it goes down. So in other words, he's taking it for granted. That he, once a Rishon has the Girsa, how it goes down, so the Mele, he holds that the Gemara is asking only one Kash. The Mele is Kash is against it, sorry. Right, these are the shittes in regard to Idechot b'Yitzchazik Yisroel, not the Moshe Be'avo, not the Yodei. So there we have many of the shaming, we have many of the shaming either way, because there is the many of the shaming saying that true, the Gemara is not patient explicitly that Abaye, but the Maskol of the Gemara is that he is Nemor, and many of the Shem say the Maskol of the Gemara is he is not Nemor. And then the other Shaila, so most of the Shem definitely say that Doma Shebeavo requires to aid him even if it's not his Chazik Yisroel, but the Marik of the Apoches, his Shita is that Doma Shebeavo, not his Chazik Yisroel, does not require Now let's see the Rashi. So, how does Rashi explain? How do we know that Yidach Ben Bizzur Sha'al Mino Teiro Kol Echot Ve'echot Min Yisrael Al Afros Astrumo Val Ashrito Val Niko Ragit V'achir? Now, so you can ask, how do we know that? What does the Torah say that every Jew is Nemon and Niko Hagid Vachilef? What does the Torah say? Is that possible? What? There is no possible. Now Rashi Yechun says that the Torah does say that every Jew is Nemon and Shchite because Mishochad is Ben Avot. Mishochad is Ben Avot. So it might be that this Rashi here is in line with what Rashi says Yechun. Rashi says Yechun, even though Rashi mentions here of course Struma also, because it's analogous to Shrit. It's analogous to Shrit. And it might be that according to Rashi, so we don't even have to resort to important, according to Rashi here, some say that we don't even have to resort to a special pasuk. Because the fact that the Torah doesn't mention that you will require every time, you know, that one eats in the other's place, that he should have, you know, to aid him testify. So is a raya that we don't require him. So in other words, it's a swore. We don't even have to resort to imposing. So as some Rishim say, and the Rashi himself, because if a dechot had not been on Bisum, it would be impossible to be misachse in Yitzhak Chavei. No one would be able to eat in somebody else's home. So you'll have to produce a thing, you'll testify in Bezdin, I mean, so it'll be almost an impossibility for one Jew to eat in another Jew's home. So in other words, we don't have to, so what do they mean? So it is impossible. So who says that fulfillment of the mitzvah has to be convenient? No! If that had been the aloha, there would be special Xerazakoso. Since the Torah doesn't mention Xerazakoso, that before you stay in somebody else's home, so you have to produce to Aiden who testify that he doesn't involve himself, Philip, not himself, Gideon, I mean that everything was taken out, was removed. So it's a raya that the death of his name is. Or Rashi might mean what Rashi says in Chum, because the Torah says Mishochad ben Avot. So he says, so the Gemara says, Eime Adi Amrinon, so the Gemara says, Eime Adi Amrinon, Yidechot Ben Bissum, Gichti Chosof Yishol Chilzom Shoshum, Yishchaz Yisoy. The Chilet, בהח תיחי איסורי גוף. הוכה איסחזק בהחיצה איסא משישים איס. ומטבע ושחיתם גם רינו לו, כי גם רינו ביבומס. גם רינו ביבומס. דבוסו ביודו איסחנו, לפי חוכנמו לא נדרן. Now, so from this Rashi it's mashma that the Gemara here is asking two kashas. What Rashi's girse was, whether Rashi's girse was Ve Avidol Shebe'avo or Havidol Shebe'avo is not clear because Rashi doesn't even mention this Dibra Masra of Havidol Shebe'avo or Ve Avidol Shebe'avo. Tesis mentioned the Dibra Masra of Havidol Shebe'avo. Rashi doesn't mention. Rashi mentions the concluding expression Ve Avidol Shebe'avo Pachas Mishnah. So it's not clear. But if we say that this girsa is the criteria, is the determining factor, so then we have to say that Rashi's girsa was Ve'avidol Shebe'avo, because it's clear from Rashi's Roshi that Rashi interprets the Gemara's kasha as two kashas. First he says, Hochei Nischazik. So Rashi emphasizes that the reason is why a person is nemon and a dechot is nemon and mikor agid v'achelev. The reason is why a person is nemon and mikor agid v'achelev is because it's not his chazik isure in him. So Rashi doesn't mention if Rashi's Shite bin, Havidol Shebe'avo. In other words, the Gemara is asking one kasha that where it's his chazik dol shebe'avo, then in the is not nemon. So, what kind of a kasha does Rashi mention from Chilev? Bishlame, if we say that Rashi shite is, the Gemara is asking two kashas. And the first kasha is based upon the fact that here it's his chazik isura, even if it hadn't been dol shebe'avo. So the male Rashi is bothered by Kashi. So how is it Dechot Nemon? And Nikra Agid Vachilev, he just finished saying he's Nemon. So he gives a Teret. By Nikra Agid Vachilev, it's not his Chazik Yisurei. Because he says, this is Chilev and has always been Chilev. It's not that it originally it was Shuman and then it was Nepach Lechel. So the male, it's not his Chazik Yisurei, it's not his Chazik Yisurei. But if Rashi Shite is that the Gemara is asking one kashe that the Shliach should be Nemon, because we have here a combination of two facts of Elvo and Yitzchazek Yisurei. So why does Rashi have to explain the Yitzchazek Yisurei the Chilev Bach Tichei Yisurei Gufei? Suppose the Chilev, it would be Yitzchazek Yisurei. It would be Yitzchazek Yisurei. And then Yedachot would say that it is human. He still would be a Nemo. Suppose it would be his Chazik Etere, and then the Yedachot would say that it became Nepach to Chelev. It still would be Nemo. So we see from this Rashi, that Rashi holds that the Gemara is asking two Kashas. And then, so he says, Hoche is Chazik, Avroche is Chazik, Isure. So So then he says, there's the first kasha. Umitevah u'shchito le'damrino lo. K'damrino b'yivomez dosim yel le'zachron. So again we see that Rashi holds that there are two separate halachas, you see. Because in explaining the first kasha of Yitzchazek Yisurei, so yes, the kasha, how about telling the Shkito? So he says, look, I'm going to go. I'm going to be one of those who are Zaknon. Now, according to the Gilsi of Havidol Shebe'avo, I mean, if we say that Havidol Shebe'avo means that the Gemara is asking one Kashi, so then the Gemara is in effect saying, as the Marib says, that only when we have the combination of both facts, then the Dachot is not Nemon. But if we have just one of these two facts, one of these two elements, is Chazik Yisurei, without Yom Shebe'avo, even though it's not Yom, So he is Nemo. So, and Rashi says here that the reason as to why the temple is Shchita and Yachad is Nemo, because it's Biyode. But suppose, so how is it about Temple Biyode? In other words, when he testifies on his own part. But if somebody will testify on somebody else's part, that Matrus and Isis were taken off, so then, when it's not Biyode, so then he wouldn't be Nemo. So then he wouldn't be Nemo. So we see that Rashi assumes here that an Idechot is not Nemo in Yisurin, where it's his Chazak Yisur. It's his Chazak Yisur. But then he has another Kasha. In Dovah Shebe'elbo, in Dovah Shebe'elbo wrote, La'atir and Ipokas Mishnayim, the Yalmuk Tova Dovah Mimomei, Ksi Vohi Kimotz Bo'ah Vezbacho, Uksi Vohi Sot, Mishnayim Eidu, Yokum Dovah. Now let's see the cases. Let's see the cases. All right, now let's see Idechot Ben Bisho. Let's see the case of Idechot Ben Bisho. Pibesh HaKuntres, Shari Yemino, Tito Kolechot Lechot, Allah Chosa Strume Ushrite Nikra Agib Lechem. The Lohonim El Haskir, Ha Chosa Strume Ushrite. The Baham in the Emor, Abel Gavdi Yishazik Yisure. Mishin Dibiyogu Yisakna. Mishin Pibesh HaKuntres Bisho. So Rashi mentions that was a strumu shrite, and the reason is why, and the death of his name, why that was a strumu shrite, is because of the death of his own. So this is, Rashi didn't have to mention it, because over there, that's not on the basis of the death of the Mishun, that's on the basis of Biyote. The Bahamian name of the Israel, he said, Mishin Biyote Misakman, Mishin Piyote Shakun to the Bishon, Vyochon, Omar, בישרב ושריט עבודה ותחשת אם ביוד ניסקני מיקור או ביוד נשריט ואם כדימוי כן המים הם הוא כבד ישראל זה כיסוי והוא מוציא בשמו כשהיסטוריה להיות לאחד עם הגבו ומה יש מחויל עם המון עבודה ושי לכם מצוין כשריט אמון פרינאים כי יש לך תח כל הרי שני וזה שריט ניקר so from this case as we see that where it's ניקר that the mice שריט was realized. And the question is whether the Maisa Shrite was realized kedin in accordance with all the halachas of Shrite, that he shouldn't be one of the five peislim in Shrite, or maybe it was Nishchat Shorei kedin, so then we don't even have to resort to the Mones of Idechot. Because then on the basis of Rei Mitzvah the Shrite Mumutinein, so we can assume that it was Nishchat kedin, without recourse to the Mones of Idechot. So when we have to apply the mnemones of Idechot, if the Beis HaShrit is not in Nika, so then what somebody says, I was Sheikhet or I saw it, and Sheikhet was Sheikhet. So then it's on the basis of Idechot, not in Nisu. But if the Beis HaShrit is Nika, we don't have to resort to Idechot Nisu. ומה שנשאים כבר לא שהיא שריטה, אך על פי שיהיה בישים כשריטה, כיוון שביוד הולו מהגלי שריטו, הס ואחרים שאיש שריטו, כביוד הולו. Alright, so take this is מסיק הרשי. רשי says that the reason as to why is one is in the death of his lemon by שריטה and by פרושה סטרומה is because of the הלוך ודח במיסור. So he asks against רשי, no, over there is lemon even though it's חזק יסורה. Because it's beyond it. So it's not on the basis of Idechot Ben Bisho. So what's the Teretz HaRashi? So there is a very simple Teretz HaRashi. Rashi holds, there seems to be a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi Shita is the true indeed that an Idechot is not known to testify, be mocking the Ischazik Yisurei, So what does it mean? So that means, in other words, because an Idechot has no mnemones against the Biru of Chazok in Mikom. Against the Biru of Chazok. He has no mnemones against the Biru of Chazok. So Cheskas Yisrael, that's a Biru, it's a Nevada. So the Mele, an Idechot has no mnemones. So the Mele, so the, it's not that just the aloche, an Idechot is Nemon when it's not Ischazik Yisurei. No, if it's Ischazik Yisurei, so that means there is the Biru of the Chazok in Mikore. Let's say, we know that this rap has been originally Tevel. The question is, was the Tevel Poka to have Hoshe, or it wasn't Poka? So Mimele, and Dachot says it was Poka. So it was Poka to have Hoshe. So Mimele, we say, with not for the other day, he wouldn't be able to testify against the Biro of Chazok and Mikor. So Mimele, if it is beyond day, so that takes off the Biro of Chazok. Because if it's beyond day, so then Chazok, it takes off the Chazok, the strength of Chazok, because it's beyond day to change the Chazok. So Mimele, it takes off, it removes the strength of Chazok. So the Mele in Dechot, so Mele becomes like Luis Chazok Yisroel. So that's the reason. So it becomes like Luis Chazok Yisroel. The Biyodei takes off the effect of Chazok. Because what does Chazok mean? After all, it has a status quo of Israel. The question is, that status quo, was it Poka or it wasn't Poka? So if it's Biyodei to be Mafkia, that status quo, so the Mele, it's considered as if it's not never Yitzchazik Yisroel. So the Biyodei takes off the Yitzchazik Yisroel. So then the Nemones is on the basis of the general principle of Yidach HaNam Yisroel. In the same way as an Yidach of his name to say, this is the Yisrael and this is the Yishomen. That's Rashi. Teis Veshite is that it's not that the Biyodei takes off the Chazok. This is the machlekes between Rashi and Teis. According to Rashi, so there are no two separate aloches. There is one aloche, there is one principle of nemores of Idechot. And Idechot is nemon bison. But, and Idechot is not nemon when he testifies against the Chazokim. But if it's Biyodei, so the Biyodei removes the strength, it disposes of the strength of the Chazokim. So Mele it becomes like Luis Chazok Yisroel. The Biyodei eliminates the Cheskas Yisrael. So the Mele becomes like Luis Chazok Yisroel. So the Mele, and Idechot is Nemo, according to Tesis, it's two separate principles. When it's Luis Chazok Yisroel, so then we have a special aloche of Nemones of Idechot. And when it is Chazok Yisroel, so even if it's then there is no Nemones of Idechot. And even if it is Biyodei, so Biyodei does not eliminate the Chazok. Okay? It still comes in at Cheskas Yisrael. But we have the Yichoche of Biyodei. Yichoche of Biyodei. In other words, of Malo Bishakir. Why should we say a lie? After all, it's Biyodei. To do, even if it hadn't been the way he says it is, he could make it into what he says it is. So Mele, it's a Raya that what he says is Emes. But it's a separate Aloche. It's a Biro of Biyodei. It's not the Biro of Idechot, of Idechot Nemiso. Alright. V'intein, u'minomon de Idechot Nemiso, v'yishleima, v'yalfino munide, v'yidashino mifere kamadi, v'yisof cholorats. So this says, raises the question, what is the source for this aloche? For this aloche? Oh, that Idechot Nemiso. So Rashi Yochun says, because the Torah says, v'shochat v'nabokot. Apparently this is holds, the pasuk of v'shochat v'nabokot does not say that he's Nemo. That the Torah only says that the Kayim is Sheikhet, is Ben Aboko. But maybe when the Kayim is Sheikhet, is Ben Aboko, so maybe they have to be trained who will be able to verify it. What does the Torah say? That trained are not required. So Ashish Shiti is, since the Torah says Vishochet Ben Aboko, and doesn't say that it has to be witness, so that means no one has to be around. But Israel holds that that's no raya. So the question is, what is the moke for this aloche of Idechot Nemiso? Of Idechot Nemiso. V'yeshleima v'yalfino minide. Now, and then something else, Tesis Lishito say, could not say that the aloche of Idechot Nemiso is based upon the posik of Yishochet Ben Aboko. Because then it would follow that the Nemores of Yishechet is based upon the general principle of Yidach HaNemiso. That's Rashi Shite. But Yisrael is Chelik on that Shite. and thinks it holds that it's two separate principles. The nemonis of Yidachot b'mokim shalo yischazik yisorei. And the nemonis of Yidachot b'mokim yischazik yisorei was yodei. So it couldn't be based upon the sayah of the Pasuk of Shechina. So Teizu says, so how do we know that Yidach no misu? V'yishrim av yalfina min nidei. Yidashinu mifirik amati v'yisof kol la'atzim. After all, the husband doesn't know. So his wife tells him. Now the Pasuk of Sofer Atzmo is mentioned not in connection with Nide, it's mentioned in connection with Zovek Deile. I mean, but Zovek Deile is also Nide. But it's mentioned in connection with Zovek Deile. So she has to count Zayin Ki. So in other words, so from that we learn out that in only Surin, just as in regard to the Isa Nide, the Bible, so a Dechot is Nemo, the woman herself is Nemenes, so in only Surin, and in Dechot. That's what he says. So Teisa Shiti is that Yidachot Ben Bi Surun is deduced from the posik of Yisofol Ha'atz. Vintem im kein afiu Yischazik Yisur Monefshach. If we learn it out from Yisofol Ha'atz, so how can we say that by his chazik is so, and not the other. So it's not Nemon, it's not Nemon, but neither is also his chazik is so. What is it? Yisof Ha'atzmo, that means she had 3 years and 3 days in succession. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So then she becomes his own daily. I mean, if she had the 3 years, she had the Yimezine, the Dalavim. So she becomes Yisofi Deile and she has to count Zayniki, she counts Zayniki. But the moment she saw the dam, she became Asur. So it's Yischazik Yisur and still the Torah says that she's an Emenes. Let us deduce from this person that even by Yischazik Yisur it's Emenes. That's the discussion. So we are showing the end of the Cheskashtiri Kosho וחישוב ראשי בותיר ומאלה ולא ישחד זה כיסור וגם יוד ובאלה. So since this mentions here two tarotsi. One tarotsi is that it's not ישחד זה כיסור even though she becomes a soul because it's not the derech of an isho that when she sees down that she should continue to see down without a stop. It's destined to stop. So the mele, it's not his chazik yisur. And then he says, "Vigam yod lo yibeh." So one could think that Jesus is giving two separate tarutzi. But that wouldn't be the right pshat in Jesus. The right pshat in Jesus is the way the Marik in Shir HaShayim Beis points out. I mean, that's the plain pshat in Jesus. That it's really, we have to resort to both tarutzi. I mean, there are two ingredients of what types. Because the halacha is by neither is seen as follows. By Zohar. So in other words, so the halacha is if a woman, I mean the pasuk of Yisofol Ha'atzmo has reference not to a neither, but to a Zohar. What is Zohar? Zohar means if she sees down, the Yudal of Yehim should be neither in it. So if she sees down once, so she becomes a Zohar Ketan. Is she never seen connected yet? So if a woman in the Yudal of Yeh, she will be in the Yudal of Yeh, she will be in the deaths below the Yisrael Dosa. Because normally, when a woman menstruates, so she can menstruate, some women menstruate for 3 days, for 5 days, the most for 7 days. And if a woman menstruates more than 7 days continually, so that's an abnormal condition. So that's why the Torah calls it below the Yisrael Dosa. So the Yudal of Yehim, that Shebenidah and Nidah, that's below Yisni Dosa. Now, after Yudal of Yehim, that's already the 18th day from the preceding year. So remember, that's already normal, because some women have the period, let's say, every 18 days, every 19 days. So remember, so what is considered a below Yisni Dosa in the Yudal of Yehim, Shebenidah and Nidah, Shebenidah and Nidah. So if she sees Dam once, she has one of the year, so then she never sees Kinegat Yehim. she has to observe one day, one full day, and then she's tivales and mitaras labayro. If she has two liyas on two successive days, so she's again izolik tamis. But if she has liyas, 3 days in succession, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so then she has to make hefsek tare, and then she has to count zayin nikim. And suppose she, on the one day of the zayin nikim, she sees dam, so that's isa. So that's a seisa. So she has to start counting the new design key. So the melee, there are two problems with his oven. With his oven, the possible misofel atzmo has reference to his oven bela, not to an ordinary needle. So the melee, there are two problems. First of all, we could say it is chazik isurei because the moment a woman sees dam once, she becomes a surei bela until she is developed. Now, it does not make any difference whether she sees dam in the Medusa or she sees dam in the Zivo, whether she sees dam once or twice or 3 times or 10 times or 100 times. If she sees dam once, she becomes a soul of the Bailo and she can only be Bimuteres the Bailo all day feeling. So the Melee, so Mitzat, the initial Riyah, it could be considered as Chazik Yisrael. Even if we are sure that this woman is not going to see dam again, but she so wants, that's enough to make her a surah leilam void until she goes through tefillin. So Mele, that's one question. Mitzat from the point of view of the initial riyah, regard apart from possible additional riyahs. Riyahs is a seisres. Just on the basis of the initial riyah. The initial riyah she had in order to become Zavidela or the Pasik Bruns in Zavidela. So she had 3 riyahs. She had a riyah on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday. So just on the basis of these three riyahs, so she cannot be Muteres Lebaiwa until she will go through Tvil. Go through Tvil. After the 7 days. After the Zayniki. But then, there's another problem. Maybe, even if she already made the Hefsek Tare, and it was clean, so there is a possibility that maybe the next day she'll have it again, it will be sensei. So then, even if she'll go Tvile, she'll not become a Teres Lebaiwa. Until she'll go, she'll make another Tvile, after the additional year, the Riyah Seseres. So we have two problems, two questions. One question is that the Zovie should be considered as is Chazik Yisurei from the point of view of the initial Riyah alone. Because until she is developed, she is Asur. And then, the two Terutim, the two Mishnayos Litaitzvahs combined as one Teretz on both questions, I mean as a Teretz on the two questions, because as far as the Yischazik Yisurei on the basis of the initial Riyah alone or the 3 Riyahs that made our entries of the Teretz, so the Teretz couldn't say beyond the Mitzvah. What do you mean beyond the Mitzvah? Now she says, she tells her husband that she saw dam on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then she made the Hefsek Tare, and then that she counted 7 clean days. She counted seven clean days, and then that she went tefillah Tuesday night, the following Tuesday night. So she's with Teres Lebaiwa. So the question is, why is she with Teres Lebaiwa? Why? It is Chazik Yisurei on the basis of the first 3 years. Even if there hadn't been any more years, on Wednesday, no more years, on Wednesday, on Thursday, no years. She was clean all the time. But on the basis of the first 3 years that she had, so she became a soul of the bylaw, and it wasn't Biyodo to be Muteres until Tuesday night. Until Tuesday night. So the question is, how do we know that what she says is true. That what she says is true. Maybe it wasn't, maybe she had the idea. Maybe she had the idea. And so she couldn't be delivered until the 7 days, the 7 days elapsed. So Jesus couldn't give the talent of the other Midbay. When did the other Midbay? After Zion came, after the decades. But before the decades and before the expiration of the Zion came, so it's not the other Midbay. So the question is, why Shemeres? It's not the other, and it's Ischazik Yisroel, so Jesus gives the talent. As far as the Mishavi is concerned, so true, it's not the other. We cannot say she's the menace. She's the menace because of she's the menace to say that she was liberal. But we cannot say. So it's not words. She says two things. First of all, she says that she was liberal. She went for it. And then she also says that she didn't have any real senseless. She didn't have any additional years over and above the initial years that made her things up. So she said she's testifying as the two facts. First, that she won't feel it, and then that she did not have any additional years that could be sensing, that could be sensed to account. So Mela, in respect to her credibility, and the point that she went through it in the proper day, so you cannot say yoga. What do you mean yoga? If it's not true that it wasn't the time, did not arrive yet for her to go through it. So anyway, it's not the yoga, even if she'll go through it. But if it's not after the Zion King, So on the question of Tfile, so it is the other. On the question of Tfile, it is the other. So that is the other. But then she's testifying also that she didn't have a DSC service. So on that, it's not enough to say it's the other Midway, because if she did have a DSC service, so then Tfile, it's not the other Midway. Because if she had the Rias Yisrael, let's say on Wednesday, so then the Tfilah Tuesday night wouldn't be effective. So maybe she has to testify on two things. First of all, that there was no Rias Yisrael. So as far as this testimony is concerned, that there was no Rias Yisrael, so there it's not child to say it's Miyodei. But then she has to testify that she did know Tfilah. So that she did know Tfilah, that is Biyode. But that there is no real Sisaris, so then you couldn't say it's Biyode. So that's why Tesis mentioned both Timothy. So as far as her credibility and the fact that there was no real Sisaris is concerned, so there we couldn't say it's Biyode. If there was a real Sisaris, so the Tfilah wouldn't avail her. The Tfilah would only avail her if there was no additional year over and above the initial year. So, in respect to her credibility and the testimony that there was no VSS errors, there was VSS errors, so we couldn't say it's beyond the rebellion. It's not beyond the rebellion, because if it isn't true, she says she didn't have a year on Wednesday. But if she did have a year on Wednesday, then the beyond the rebellion of Tuesday night is not the beyond the rebellion. It wouldn't avail her. So on her testimony, on the testimony, on the fact that there was no real sincerity, so Tesis couldn't say beyond the rebellion. She says she didn't, since Tuesday there were no other years. She just said initial years, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, no other years. So we may read, and she was developed the following Tuesday night. So maybe she's material Bible. So on the fact that there was no VSC service, we couldn't say she's the menace because it's beyond the bail. Because if it's not true what she says is true, so then the Tfilah wouldn't accomplish it. It's not like Afroshe Strumel and Shimon testifies under Afroshe of Reuven's wife. So even if it isn't true, if Reuven testifies under Afroshe of his own wife, so even if it isn't true, he could make it true. He could make it true. But here, if it isn't true that there were no Reuven, if there was a Reuven on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, so then she couldn't make herself Reuven by going through it to the night. So Tesis, so on this fact, so Tesis couldn't say the other Midbay. But Tesis says, beyond the Midbay, on the other fact, still, because the husband asks her, did you go to the way? So she says, yes. So on that, it's beyond the Midbay. And beyond the Midbay. But on the fact that she did not have any additional years, over and above the initial years, so there she's the menace, not because of the other Midbayim, but there she's the menace that it's not Ischazik Isuri. Just because she had 3 years, it doesn't mean that she was Ischazik, she was destined to have an additional day on Wednesday and Thursday too. So the Mele Teisus has to resort to both the Uti. When Teisus says, Deinu Mechesve Shnerei Kol Shor, Uchshor Vushivo, Teirami Mele, Vele Ischazik Isuri, so this is explanatory of her credibility and the fact that there was no reassess. And when Teisa says by the other lead bail, so this is explanatory of her statement that she went through it Tuesday night. That she went through it. So here Teisa couldn't say it since she in the Bechesna Shterei Kol Shor. So Mimele she's the menace on the Tuesday too. Why should she be a menace on the Tfilah too, just because she has it on your show? But she did see 3 years, she did that 3 years, so Mimele, she's a solo employed until she goes through it. So it's Ischazik Yisrael, they're employed, unless she goes through it. So Mimele, the reason is why she's a menace, and the fact that she went through it, that is based upon the other. The reason is why she's a menace, and the testimony that there was no reason to this, that's because it's in the Cheskes Terei Kol Shor. I mean, that's the plain pshat in this. That's the machlokes. All right. Now, anyway, so what was Tesis? What was Tesis Kasha? Tesis Kasha was here. Tesis Kasha was here. Tesis Kasha was here. Um, no one did not have them be soon. So there's the first Kasha. So then Tesis says, the other women in there, Kasha in Cheskes Terei Kol Shor, the other women in there, Isokolatzmo, so that means that we learn how to walk the Achmisu from him, from Isokolatzmo. So then Tesis says, Sikashi, if we learn out from there, so we should learn out that the devil is Lemon, even by Ischazik Isurei, and Nabiode. So Tesis is the Teretz, no. When the Isha says that she's terror, so she says two things. First of all, she says there was no additional riyasis, and then that she went through after the Zionic King as of the initial 3 years. So the reason is why she's the menace and the fact that she says there was no riyasis is because she's not testifying against Ischazik Yisrael in regard to the fact that she didn't have a year on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday. She had no additional years. Because even though she had 3 years, that doesn't mean that she was musical to keep on seeing them all the time, every day. So on this question, as to whether she had additional years over and above the initial years, it's not Ischazik Yisrael. But then the question is, but she can only be with Texas by law, assuming, granted, that she didn't have additional years over and above the initial years. But just on the basis of the initial years alone, she's a sovereign void until she goes through it. How do you know she went through it? That lady, so she says so. So why she never is? So we cannot say she's not musical to be a sovereign. Why is she musical? She's musical as a result of the initial years. She's musical to be a sovereign of God without him. So there the territory is because of the other. Now, You might ask, we just said that this is Israelite Rashi, according to Rashi, so it's one principle. And therefore the Nemo is so. And the reason is why the Dachod is Nemo, by Yitzchak Yisur Biyode, is the same as why is Nemo, in Dachod Yisur in Lo Yitzchak Yisur. Because the Biyode eliminates, disposes of the Yitzchak Yisur. So it's one. But this is she takes to the contrary, that it's two separate halachas. It's two separate halachas. One is in the monies, or in Bisuin, Shalom, Mokim Ischazik Yisrael. And another is the monies of Idecho, Mokim Ischazik Yisrael. But beyond it doesn't eliminate the Ischazik Yisrael. It's still considered Ischazik Yisrael. But there is a separate monies. So, in other words, so we learn out, but according to Tesis, we learn out from the same posik. So that doesn't present any difficulty. We learn out from the same posik to Avoches. Because the Torah in the posik of Yisrael Atzma tells us two things. First of all, the Lizobek Dele is the menace and her testimony as to the fact that she did not have any additional years over and above the initial years of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So she says that over and above these three initial years, she did not have any additional years. And then, and that is Chazak Yisrael, because on the basis of these three initial years, without any additional years, so she's who's about to be a superman boy until Tfilah. So then it is Chazak Yisrael. And then she also says that she went Tfilah. So in other words, so this fact that she says she went Tfilah is negative, is Chazak Yisrael, because on the basis of the initial years, so she's also got to be a Surah Envoyed until the Tfilah. So why is she the menace on that fact, on that testimony? Or on that testimony, because, in other words, that she did go Tfilah. So why is she the menace on that fact that she did go Tfilah, even though it's also got to be a Surah Envoyed without Tfilah, because beyond the Tfilah. And then, why is she the menace And the testimony that she didn't have any additional years? So there we cannot see on the basis of the other. Because if she did have additional years, then it's not the other to make herself mutter on Tuesday night by realizing it will on Tuesday night. So there she's the menace because it's not this Chazak Yisrael. So both halachas we learn out from the same problem. Right. Now, it definitely be so. He should have written, much ways. איקר הגט יחייה שצורך לחייס ובשניים ותהיה לדורך כמה ותהיה לנו ביסור בחי ועמי שיקר הגט נעשה כבר ושוב עם צורך על גיר ומיוצא לא ידעים לשמוע נכתר Now, this is a very short thesis but a very obscure thesis What does Ramatam want and what does he say? So Ramatam asks the Kashi raises a question against the Gimores initial tenets, Idech of Nem Biso. So that was the Haramin of the Gemara, that Idech of Nem Biso. So then the Gemara said, no, but here the Aloha of Idech of Nem Biso does not apply. Why? Because it's a double shabel. So why did the Gemara at first give the tenets of Idech of Nem Biso? So in other words, you can say that the original tarts, not the final tarts, the original Tarzan, who said, Eidech Nem Bisum, assumed that even Dovah Shebe'ovo is like Shom Yisurim. There is no difference between other Yisurim and Dovah Shebe'ovo. Dovah Shebe'ovo is also Issa like any other Issa. And Eidech Nem Bisum. That was the assumption of the original Tarzan. So then the Makshin says, no, it's not as you assume. That there is no distinction between Adam Surim and Israel. Well, there is a distinction. But the original Tarzan assumed that there is no distinction. The original Tarzan assumed that there is no distinction. That there is no distinction. So That's exactly the law. So, and the time is, how could the original Tarotzin even for a moment assume that there is no aloche from the Moshe Be'er of Prophet Mishnai? Now, the original Tarotzin, you could say that the original Tarotzin thought that the Midechot has Nemones even the Moshe Be'er. But the original Tarotzin did not think for one moment that the get doesn't require to aid him. Then the original Tarotzin knew that the get that has just one aid is not a good get. Who doesn't know that the get requires to aid? Who doesn't know that? So the original Tarotzin, the Havamin of the Gemara, certainly knew that the get requires to aid him, and that if the get is signed by just one aid, so then it's not good. So, it's not good. Why isn't it good? Why? Because in the Moshe Be'er was Mishnayim. So, Mimele, the Shtar of Gerashim, the Shtar of the Moshe Be'er also requires training. But if a Moshe Be'er doesn't require training, so then get shouldn't require training either. So, how could the Havamin of the Gemara assume even for one moment that Dovah Shebe'avo doesn't require to aid him? If Dovah Shebe'avo doesn't require to aid him, then get itself shouldn't require to aid Chesime, but just one Chesime. And that's the opportunity that get requires to aid Chesime, like every other star that requires to aid him. So that should have been a Yechoche, a Raid Mure, to the original Tarotzin, to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Dovah Shebe'avo requires training. So Mimele, why did he give the Teretz Yidach and Yisor? As if there is no distinction between Dovah Shebe'avo and Adai Yisor. Here's the question. Yikshan Tamachu Vizeiz, Yikra Get Yichiyach Shetzorah Viz Mishnayim. Vitiret, Yohet Ma, Yidach and Yisor, Mechai Gavne, Shikra Get Nasifu, Vishuvim Tzoriach, and will give him Mitzel Leda and Mishmoniach. So the Ramitam says, Ramitam, the Kashi is assumed that the reason is why the original Tarots instead of Yachim Yisum is because the original Tarots thought originally that Dovah Shebe'avo doesn't require to aid him. So that's why the Tarots said the Shuliach is them. So now Ramitam says in the Tarots, no. The original Tarots knew very well that Dovah Shebe'avo requires to aid him. But, so why? How did he give this teretz Yidach and Yisur? But here is Dovah Shebe'avo. He thought, when is it Dovah Shebe'avo, if he testifies on a change in the marital relationship between the husband and wife? So when an edi testifies, when an maid testifies, niskach, so then, he testifies as to a change in the marital status of the woman. This Dovah Shebe'avo by definition. Dovah Shebe'avo means a testimony in regard to the marital status of a person. So when the aid testifies, niskach, so that means that whereas before she was single, now she's attached to her husband, niskach. So then he testifies on the heft of Dovah Shebe'avo. Or when the eid says nizgash, so he says, so then it's a heftz of Dovah Shebe'avo. The subject matter of the testimony is a subject matter of Dovah Shebe'avo. But now there is a gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav ishtamidue, so everybody is nemo, and idechot and isho and eved, everyone is nemo to say ishtamidue. What is ishtamidue? Daf Mem Vav. In Yevamos. What does Ishtamidue mean? Ishtamidue means that, let's say, Ruvain, there are two brothers, Ruvain and Shimon. There are two brothers, Ruvain and Shimon. And Ruvain died without any children. So his wife requires Itzel Yibum from the brother. Now, then, and the Dehot comes and says that Shimon is the brother of Ruvain. So the question, so the Gemara has raises that question, whether Nidachot is Nemon. So the Gemara says, Mihil Kase, Ishtamtue, Nemon, Afini Ishtamtue. So in other words, so Nidachot is Nemon to determine that Shimon is the father of Ruvain, so Mele he can give Chlitze to Ruvain's wife, or he can be out, and so on. That he is the father. So, Gilu Milsebal. So the Gemara says, Ishtamtue, Gilu Milsebal. So Afini Ishtamtue. So there are two pshat in the Shem. Some Mishayim explain it on the basis of Milsed Avid al-Igloi. From the Rambam it's mashma, that way. Because there is a loch in Milsed Avid al-Igloi and Mishakha Be'inshi. So whether Shimon is the father of Reuven, the deceased, or not, is something that is also Igloi. I mean, you can't. It's going to be determined. I mean, you can't keep. If you can't keep it from people, so the male and male start doing real and shaka binge. That's why the Nidachot is Nemon. But from the Rif, it's mashma. From the Rif in Yevomes, it's mashma. That the reason is why Ishtam do it, when one testifies, and Nidachot testifies, that Shimon is the father of Reuven, why is it Nemon? Because it's not a Dor Shedav. Because he doesn't testify as to the marital status of Reuven's wife. It's negated the marital status of Reuven. Of Reuven's wife, because if Shimon is a brother and Shimon will give a chlitze, so Mele should be mutaris l'shuk. If he's not a brother and if he gives a chlitze, so his chlitze is no chlitze, so he should remain a l'shuk. So there is nafkeminis in the Rosh Be'avo, but the subject matter is not the subject matter of the Rosh Be'avo. He just testifies that he is a brother. It's the gay coming on him whether he's a brother or not a brother. It's the gay coming on him. It's the gay with Yerushay, it's the gay with Gabi Averes. It's the gay, we come on him. So, it's not in itself a subject matter of hell. He just testifies that Shimon is a brother of human deceased. That's all. So it's not, it's an extraneous matter. It's not a Dorosh Be'avo. This is how the Rif explains the Gemara of Shamidui. So Rabbi Tam says that with the Havamin of the Gemara, the original Tarzan said, Nidachot Nemon Misorin. So it's not that the original Tarzan. It's not that the original Tarzan assumed that there is no Aloche in Dorosh Be'avo. And the Torah Shabbalvo is so, and the Dachot is Nemun Torah Shabbalvo just as the Dachot is Nemun by Chayim. No, there is no such thing. It's not that. But the Havamin of the Gemara was true indeed that Torah Shabbalvo requires to aid him. So what is Torah Shabbalvo if the subject matter of the testimony of the Dachot, of the aid, is Kedushin, Geirashin? Then he testifies as Dor Shebe'avo. Here, what does the Shliach say? Does the Shliach say that this woman is Nisgarsho? He doesn't say the woman is Nisgarsho. He just says that it was written in Shmo. That it was written in Shmo. Not that the woman was Nisgarsho. That it was written in Shmo, so it's an extraneous matter. It's the subject matter is not Dor Shebe'avo. It's like Ishtamidue, according to the Lipschat. It's an extraneous matter. So, this is what Halamid of the Gemara was. So then the Makshnes say, no. See, because what's the legal significance of yes Lishmo Noj? Make a difference. Because if yes Lishmo, so then the woman and his wife could be divorced with that. If it's not Lishmo, she couldn't be divorced. So the Meme said, so the only relevance of yes Lishmo is the change of the marital status of the woman. So mainly it's considered as a hefzer Dor Shebe'avo. Ishtamtue, so has relevance in other matters, not marital matters, you see. Ishtamtue. It has relevance in Yerushi, it has relevance in Aviles, it has relevance in many other matters, non-marital matters. Masha'inkin here, the only relevance of this testimony that the get was written Lishmo is only in the marital matter. Of what significance is it that the get was written Lishmo? What difference does it make? Yes, Lishmo, no Lishmo. the difference is, if yes, Shlomo, so then she could be divorced. So in other words, since the only relevance and the only significance of this testimony is nimar kimara, so the male, it cannot be considered as an extraneous matter. Extraneous matter. Ishtamidui has relevance in other matters too. So the Havamin of, so in other words, Ramatam says, we keep as logical. The death of Nevan Bisum, the high Gavne, she need to haget, Nazikho, the shooting Tzorich and Gimunsil, later in the Shmonikha. I heard that shot in Tisves from my father, and my father heard it in Ishia when he was 13 years old, in Ishia of Rabchaim Lahoshi. Now, it is interesting that so many Mechabrim mention Rabchaim's pshat in the Tisves, but they don't mention the right pshat of Rabchaim in Tisves. They mention something else. They mention just the opposite of what Reb Chaim said. You'll find it in many songs. I don't have to mention this one. So Reb Chaim said that from this statement, from Rav Netam, it's muchach. From Rav Netam, it's muchach. That Rav Netam shiti is. Now, we hear the aloche that shtores requires it. Shtores require it. So, what is the reason as to why Shtores required to aid him? Is the reason as to why Shtores required to aid him? Because what kind of Shtores do we have? You have a Shtar, either a Shtar Momain or a Shtar Visa. What kind of Shtar Visa do we have? Git Mikdushin Shtar, Gerashin Shtar Dush. Now, and you have a Shtar Voye, you have a Shtar Mechira, you have a Shtar Matone. You have all kinds of Shtores. All stories require aid. So what's the pshat? Stories require aiding because Hagodes aides in Momenes requires aid to aid. So the main line, what is it? What is stories? Stories is Hagodes aiding mitzvah. So just as Hagodes aiding, Baalpeh requires to aid him. And the Dachot is not lemon. Even the Dachot will testify in the Momenes. Will it be them or not? So the Mele, even a dechot signs a star, so he's not going on either, because it's a star moment. And the reason as to why get requires to aid him, and the Nisho cannot sign a get, and Nisho and Korev cannot sign a get, and Nisho and Eber and Korev cannot sign a get, because for the same reason, that a Nisha and Evet cannot testify and say Niskacho, Nisgarsho, in Doma Shebeavo Post Mishnaim, we learn how to do it in the moment. So Doma Shebeavo Gerash in Dushi requires to aid him. And Idechot is not Memon. So Idechot is not Memon in Ishtar Gdushi, in Ishtar Gerash Nida. But if the Aloha had been that Doma Shebeavo is treated like Oliso, like Chayle, Gimb, and so on. So, if the Aloha had been, the Dorosh Be'alvo has the same din as all other Yisurim, and that no two Eidim and two Eidim Shirim are required, that an Idechot, an Apostle, is Nemon, then if the Aloha had been that an Idechot, an Isha, or a Korev is Nemon to say, is Katcho, is Garsho, then a get could be signed by an Isha and an Idechot too. The only reason is why a get cannot be signed by an Isha, by Korev, by Nidecho, is because an Isha has, and Nidecho has no limones in Dorosh Be'alvo. So the name of the Shtar of Be'alvo requires the same credibility, the same limones as the Hagodah Baalpeh. Just as the Hagodah Baalpeh cannot be accepted from Nidecho in Dorosh Be'alvo, so it requires Hagodah by two Eidim Cherim. So the Mele, the Chesimes Haget has to be also by two Eidim Cherim. But if the Aloha had been that an Idechot is Nemon, and Lechot and all the Psulim and the Apostle is Nemon, be in Hagodah by Pei Dom Shebeavo, so then they would be qualified to sign as Eidim Andiketo. Oh no! Maybe there is a special aloha by Shtores, the Shtar requires it. So you'll see in many Svoi they mentioned the name of Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said that according to Rabbi Tam, so there is a special halacha that shtoris required. But Reb Chaim said just the reverse of Rabbi Tam. It's true that Reb Chaim said there is a machlokes hasheni, but in Rabbi Tam he said just the reverse. Because this is what Rabbi Tam says. Hitcher Rabbi Tam. Ma tshuva is ikaraget yechiyach shetzorach b'chesed b'shnayim. So Rabbi Tam and the Hava assumed that the original tarts when he said he dachd and misum. So he assumed that there is no aloche in Dovashim Erboch b'shnayim. And he assumed the original tarts assumed that Dovashim Erboch has the same status as any other Isa. And the Nidachot is Nemo. Mimele, he said that, so he said, the original Talzin said that the Shliach is Nemon to say before the Nechtu, before the Nechtu. So Rabbi Tam is the Kashi, how could he for a moment think, how could the original Talzin for a moment think that there is no Aloche of Indom Shabbat Pachas Mishnayim? If there is no Aloche of Indom Shabbat Pachas Mishnayim, so he could be signed by Nidachot and the Apostle too. So that's a raya that Rabbi Tam Shiti is, that the only reason as to why a Nishe, Kohen, and Eved cannot sign a get is because they have, because a Nishe has no nemones in Gerashi. So the Mele, he has no nemones in a get to sign in a get. But if, so he said, if the truth is, If the truth is that the Nidachot has Nemones in Gerashim, so then he should be Nemo, he should be competent to be an Itchsime in the ghetto. So we see that Rabbi Tam Shiti is that there is no special aloha that Shtores requires Eidim Cherim. Shtores requires Eidim Cherim, because what is Shtores? Shtores is, I'm going to say this. So Shtores is subject to all the same requirements that all testimony is subject. So since all testimony in Dovah Shebe'elvo, in Gerashim, cannot be made by apostle and by Nidachot, so the Melee, the Chsime of the Get, cannot be made by Nidachot and apostle either. But, so that's the Kasha of Ramadan. How could the Haraman of the Gemore be that Gerashim, the Dovah Shebe'elvo does not require to aid in Cherim? If Dovah Shebe'elvo doesn't require to aid in Cherim, then Get shouldn't require to aid in Cherim. And then the original Tarts knew that Get is not kosher if it is signed by Psuim, by Nidachot. So you see that Rabbi Tam Shiti is that there is no special aloha that Shtar requires Eidim. Shtar requires Eidim. Why? Because Gerashim requires Eidim. Shtar Alvoye requires Eidim. Because Eides Alvoye Balpe requires Eidim. But if Eides Alvoye Balpe wouldn't require Eidim, then Shtar Alvoye could be signed by Apostle also. So he said, so, Machuli is a sikra get a chiyat zorom ishnai. Vitira zorom ishnai. Vitechot lemu nisun mechaidavne shei kira get nasiko. Vishuk in tzori chalodiyo milse leida im nishmo nirta. So, Bram Tam says, the Hava Mil Gimori knew very well that there is a loch of Vitechot lemu nisun of Dov Shavar Poch Nishnai. But the Hava Mil Gimori was that when the Shliach testifies that the get was mit nishmo, then the subject matter is not the subject matter of Dov Shebe'elvo. Then it's an extraneous matter. So Mimele, the Gemara applied the din of Yidach Ben Bishon. So the Gemara says, no, it's not an extraneous matter. Anyway, the Shita of Rabbi Tam is that there is no special aloha. The Shita requires it. There is no special aloha. But at this point, there is a Machlokes Hasheni. We'll discuss it next year. Alright, anyway, but the Shita Rabbi Tam means that Shtar does not require Eidim. Shtar requires Nemones. Now, you'll ask it, Asher. So if Shtar doesn't require Eidim, so how does Gemara say? How does Gemara say that there is a mission of human beings? Kol HaShtor is Eidim, Bachor Yishlam Yichov, Matam Shem Zmei, Yichov Mshir. חוץ מגדמושים של העבוד, צריך לגמור עסק, אז כמו צריך לטעון לא ישמח ולשמע טוב, פי שאין למח המחיו עם זה כמה היו מקודם. הוא שתור ראי באו מהודי לו יום זה כמה היו אבו מעל נפשאי וכסו נשתורי, אלא מה טוב למה היו כל אלה לה, והי שתורי, והי שתורי חס כבר, אוי לא, 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 מה שמי יודי למה אחוז את זה? So the more I say, the so many words, that Achoyes, even though we know that they had this silly truth, he started his executing courts, so it's true, because they didn't lie. So it could be good in Shtoray, but in Shtoray Kodinian it's not valid. So Bishlemi, if we say, why? Because he goy, it's postulated. So Bishlemi, if we say, that Shtah requires Edi Mamesh, so then we can understand this, why the Gemara says, that Shtah Matome is a Chaspe Baalme. Even though we know that the magistrates are telling the truth, you see. But it requires aiding. But according to what Rav Chaim says in Rav Netan, that the only reason as to why a goy cannot sign a get, cannot sign a shtah, is because a goy is postulated, is not nemon, in agodah bal peh either. So he's not nemon. But if a goy or an isha or a kohen would be nemon in agodah bal peh, so then he would be competent, and he therefore would be competent in the chesima seidim too, in shtah. So there is no special halacha that shtah as such requires eidim. Shtah requires eidim because shtah represents hagodah and dovah shebe'ervo. So an idechot is not nemo. But here, achoyes are nemo. So let them be nemo and let them be kosher in shtah matan otu. So the answer is very simple. You see, it doesn't mean that shtar doesn't require anything, that it doesn't, that it can be good shtar on the basis of extraneous hoches, of presumptions. Shtar requires mnemonis. Shtar requires testimony. Someone who has credibility, someone who is nemon, who is trustworthy, and he's a god. So, let's say, if there hadn't been a loche of Yidoba Shebe'al Pachs Mishnayim, and if Yidoba Shebe'al had been treated like any other Yisrael, like Chilev, like Yidanoshe, and so on, so then, and the Dechot would be Nemon Tiras Nemones, not be Tiras Yichoches. So maybe the Shtar of Gershin would also be good if the Dechot would sign it. But Masha'im Tirachoyim, and Achim is not only that he doesn't, is not kosher aid. He doesn't have nemones either. It's only achoyes lemara nafshaye, so it's an extraneous hoche, like Eidodon Pereya b'sech mame. So that is not enough in shtar. Shtar requires hagodeh. Hagodeh means either it is, or it will hold a poches nemones. Masha'imkin achoyes lemara nafshaye, that's not even mitiras nemones. That's an extraneous hoche. So that cannot constitute shtar. But the Tam Shita is that Shtar doesn't require this. It just requires a Hagodeh, a Chesime by someone who has the mones. So if an Idechot had the mones, then an Idechot would be sufficient nigget. But an Idechot does not have the mones in Gereshin. So in Mele, he has no mones in Yiget either. But it requires the Chorapoch has the mones. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, within the next few minutes, I want to start the lecture. Last time, we discussed the tesis of Isha Abletam. And I mentioned Reb Chaim's pshat. In other words, the kasha of Abletam was, how could the Tartzin, at the very outset, think that the Dovah Shebe'avo is like all other Yisroel? After all, he had a good raya from the fact that get requires trading. If Dovah Shebe'avo he had been like all Yisroelim, so the male get shouldn't require trading, but just the Nidechot, and the all Yisroelim would be good as an Itchsime in get. So we see that Rav Netam Shita is, so then Rav Netam, that's Rav Netam's kash. Then Rav Netam gives a teretz. It's not that the Havamim of the Gemara was that Dovah Shebe'avo is like all other Yisurim, that there is no Arochei of Dorosh Baruch Mishnayim, Dorosh Baruch Mishnayim. But Habamina of Gemara was true indeed, there is Arochei of Dorosh Baruch Mishnayim. But that's only Shayach if the test, if the subject matter of the testimony is Nisgarsho, Olo Nisgarsho, Niskacho, Olo Niskacho. But here the subject matter of the testimony is not Nisgarsho, Olo Nisgarsho. Whether the get is a good get. So that's an extraneous subject matter. That's not the Dovah Shebeah subject matter. So mainly doesn't require to aid him. So the Gemara said, no. Because here the relevance of this testimony is in regard to being divorced. If the get is a good get, then she could be divorced. It has no other significance. So mainly it cannot be considered as an extraneous matter. What could be considered as an extraneous matter is Tamidoy. When Nidacho testifies that, let's say, that Shimon is the brother of Reuven the deceased, who died without being survived by children, so then we say that he's Nemo, because this is an extraneous matter. All right. So we see that Rabbi Tam's shita is that if Dovah Shebeah had not required to aid him, then get wouldn't have required to aid him. In other words, Rabbi Tam's shita is there is no special aloha in shtar. That shtar, in order to be a valid shtar, it must have aid him. No, shtar requires mnemones. What kind of mnemones? Whatever mnemones in the particular field requires. So momen, so shtar momen requires to aid him, because Hagodes Eidos Baal Peh requires to aid him, and Nidechot is not Nemon in momen, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Davo, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Davo, and Gereshin is a Dovah Shebeah. So Hagodes Gereshin Baal Peh requires to aid him. So mainly get requires to aid him. But if Hagodes Gereshin Baal Peh wouldn't require to aid him, then get wouldn't require to aid him. There is no special aloha the shtar per se requires to aid him. But it seems that there is a machlekes b'shem mandani. Now in Bura Basre, in the Sukye, Davkuf Samach Vov, so there is a machlekes reshenim as to whether and it's also in Ksubes you find that machlekes reshenim. So now the ayoch is and the nidechot is mechayi bishvut. The question is how about a nidechot bishtar is mechayi bishvut or not? So there is a machlekes reshenim on that. What's the machlekes? If we say that there is no special aloche of edis of to aid him in the shtar, b'tir shtar. The reason as to why shtar requires to aid him is because the same Hagodah Baal Peh requires to aid him. So mele, just as Hagodah Baal Peh in Idechot is Mechayim Mishvuyeh, so Chsimas Idechot in Ishtar is also Mechayim Mishvuyeh. The Rishenim will say that Chsimas Idechot in Ishtar cannot even be Mechayim Mishvuyeh. Why not? Because they hold that there is a special aloha, v'chosei b'seifa v'chasei. I mean, that's the exercise of shtores. So it means, in order to be shtar, it requires to aid. So even if there had been a requirement, or aloha, of Dovah Shebeah of Mishnayim, and Hagodah Baal Peh in Dovah Shebeah could be admitted, even from Nidechot, if Nidechot could be Nemon to say Nisgarsho, Niskacho, but Shtar Gedushin, Shtar Gereshin would still require to aid him. Because it's a special Zeros HaKosov. That Shtar B'Tir Shtar requires aid him. So the Mele, if you have Nidechot Zayinan in Shtar, it cannot be Mechai B'Shuwe, because it's not a Shtar. That's the Mechlik. But Rav Netam Shite is, that there is no special aloha of edes and shtar. A get requires to aid him because Dovah Shebeah requires to aid him. But if Dovah Shebeah wouldn't require to aid him, would Nidechot would be enough. So get a Nidechot would be enough. All right, that's some assumption. Now, here, Rashi says here, Mishani Nidechot and Bissum, Shahemim Otero Korechot Vechot in Israel, על ההפרוס הסכומו והשחיתה והמיקור הגיד והחיל. So תסווה עשר זה כך ששתה הפרוס הסכומו ולא הולו להספיר הפרוס הסכומו ושחיתה. דיבהם אליהם הוא אף אגב וישחה זה כיסורי משום דמיוד אליסקו. מיוד אליסקו. Because they're the mnemonesis, based upon מיוד. If not for מיוד, it wouldn't be mnemon, because it's ישחה זה כיסורי. According to the chart in the Gemara, that where is the Chazik Yisurei, there.